Hi, this is Hidi Brin from France. From France to North America and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hi, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to Show 25 in the Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA025. Well, today's question is one that a lot of people have who want to take their business online, and that is, I'm a terrible blogger, so how can I still build a successful network marketing business online? Oh, I can't wait to get to today's answer. But first, today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. Is it really possible to build a successful network marketing business online? To have people come to you already sold on a business, already interested in network marketing? Yes, it is. I've done it, and you can too. Learn more about my Inner Circle coaching program, where I train you on the exact steps, systems, and tools that I've used to sponsor over 1,700 people personally into my network marketing business. You can learn about that and those online methods at socialmediabackstagepass.com. Now, here's today's question.
Hi, Jackie. My name is Minnie, and I love reading your emails. I only have one question. I know you speak about blogging, but I am the worst blogger in town. I'm not the greatest writer like you are, and I don't know what content. I'm in the fashion industry. I'm with a company that sells clothes, and I don't know what to speak about all the time. So that's what I wanted to let you know. Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, so I absolutely love this question. One of the reasons that I love it is because my mind literally went crazy with ideas when I listened to what Minnie had to share on that. And you know, it's kind of interesting. Almost everyone, when they first start blogging, feel like they have nothing to say, nothing to share, no one will be interested. What are they possibly going to blog about? What are they going to write about? Who cares? Who's going to listen to, you know, my thing was a stay-home mom who wasn't professionally trained in writing, and what did I have to share with my audience? Well, I'm here to tell you that all of us have gifts, talents, and experiences, and we all have a target market, a target audience who we speak to, even if we think that we don't. So the bottom line is we all start somewhere. And unless you're a trained professional in journalism or creative writing or something like that, and most people are not, we're all going to struggle. But you think about any profession. Michael Jordan struggled. Peyton Manning, you know, famous quarterback, he struggled. And so must you. You know, whether you're an actress, a celebrity, a singer, doesn't matter what, or an attorney, a doctor, a surgeon, all of us have to start somewhere, and most of us feel a little bit of struggle along the way. You just have to be willing to power through it and develop those business skills. Now, it's kind of funny. One of the things that Minnie said was, I'm not a great writer like you are. Well, the funny thing is, she didn't see me in the very beginning when I was sitting there with my laptop or a piece of paper and thinking the same thing. What am I going to write about? And most people weren't. And one of the reasons that she likes my writing style most likely is that it speaks to her. And part of the reason that my writing style speaks to her is because I've taken the time to identify and define who is my target audience. Who am I writing to? And guess what, Minnie? You fall right in that target audience. So yay, it's doing its job. The time that I spent to sit down and identify who am I looking to speak to. I'm looking to speak to women. That's a huge part. Stay-at-home moms. That's not the only part of my niche. People who want to build a business online. People already involved in network marketing. People who want to figure all that out. And so I fine-tune most of my message to fit that target audience, and I go from there. I'm not a real estate professional, so I don't target my message to fit real estate professionals. But if my background were in that, I possibly would. So sit down and take some time to identify who your target audience is and, you know, learn more about that. And I take you through a complete module of that in socialmediabackstagepass.com. So that's something to keep in mind too. All of these are things that you can access. Now, one of the things that many you mentioned is that fashion is your product line and your niche market. And wow, again, my mind goes crazy with possibilities. You mentioned clothing. Well, clothing's great, but what about accessories that go with clothing? Maybe, you know, for someone like me who struggles to put together cute outfits and trendy outfits and accessories and jewelry to match and what shoes and different things like that, I would love a blog that contains that. So maybe you showcase your fashion product line, which maybe let's say it's clothing, but from there you add accessories, you add the jewelry, hair pieces, what shoes, and how can you pair up vintage maybe with something new? And what about traveling? If you're traveling, what are the best things to do to travel well, to be well-dressed, to travel, and you know, with durable clothing that doesn't wrinkle? How about makeup that goes along with that? What about daytime looks, evening looks, and even entertaining? You know, a lot of people who like to entertain also like to dress according to, for instance, a theme party or something along those lines. So that's just an idea if you're working within the fashion niche. Now, depending on what you're doing, maybe you're with a weight loss program, for instance. Let's say you do weight loss shakes, and that's a great part of it, and you can profile different shakes that you can make, and then you can also pair recipes that are low-fat, good health, nutritional choices, exercise, and even from that, you know, you can extend off into how to travel and stay on your weight loss program. How to travel and keep fitness into your routine. Or maybe you're in skincare. You know, with skincare, you could deviate off and talk about the differences in the seasons, or again, when you travel, or, you know, makeup tips to work well with skincare issues. I mean, just sit down and think about, brainstorm any keywords that fit with whatever your niche is, and then write out some categories. Again, it comes down to laying out that strategy of what your blogging process is going to be like, and then really committing to that and going forward with it. And really, that's it. You know, things will change, things will evolve over time, but as you go through with it, you're going to find that it's not that difficult when you've taken the time to identify your target market, the audience who you want to speak to, taking a good look at your product line. And don't forget that part of the product that you sell is opportunity if you're in network marketing. So certainly ways to make money within that niche is a big part of it too. And then just brainstorm out all the different categories and what you can create content around. So Minnie, thanks for the great question. For any of you who may be struggling with that very same thing, hopefully that'll help you as well. Remember that show notes can be found over at jackiealmer.com/QA025. And I wish you the best of luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.